Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Praise God, it's good to be with you again, and I just want to continue a message I started yesterday, continuing being filled with the Spirit. And we were looking at a passage in the fourth chapter of Acts where Peter and John, after they were threatened by the Jewish leaders, returned to their own company, to the fellow apostles, disciples, and they prayed, and it says the place was shaken where they were assembled together and were filled with the Holy Ghost. This was an example, scriptural example, of a refilling of the Holy Ghost. The presence, the power of God came to refresh them and strengthen them. They'd already been baptized with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. So this demonstrates there is a need for the lives that we live, for the spiritual warfare we encounter, to be continuing to be filled with the Spirit. And there's three ways we can do that. And there's references in the fifth chapter of Ephesians how we can. The first thing I shared was to have a song in your heart, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody in your heart to the Lord. And then secondly, we touched yesterday the importance of giving thanks. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verse 20. And in Hebrews 13 and 15, it says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And I read a testimony of a missionary lady to demonstrate the importance of this. She contracted smallpox, and this was years before the vaccine was developed, and in most cases it was generally fatal. There was little medical help that could be offered to her, but the Lord spoke to her and showed her a scale of prayer and praise, and He told her when her praise equaled her prayer for healing, that she would be healed. And so her testimony was she praised almost constantly for 2 days and was miraculously healed. Why is that so important? Why was He illustrating that to her? Because praise is an expression of faith. And we have to understand in this realm of praise to be spiritually mature and sound. We don't praise God for the attack of the enemy because God doesn't test us. He's not tempted by evil, but He allows the test to come for an opportunity to use our faith. God doesn't send the trials to you, but He allows them so that you can be strengthened in your faith and grow in maturity in the Lord. James 1 and 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. That's a challenge for every one of us because that is not our immediate response. We want to just say, oh, Lord, help, which is a good thing. But we also have to understand the spiritual purposes of it, that even though it may be difficult, it may be uncomfortable, it may be unpleasant, that God is teaching us lessons through whatever the negative things apparent on the surface to be negative. He's teaching us spiritual truths. Verse 13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted, O God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then James says, what? That we are to be a doer of the word, not just be familiar with it, but we are to be, that's where our victory comes, when we can be a doer of the word. That's James, that verse 22 and through 25. And so it's quite simple. It's not just to be familiar with the word, not to understand it, but we have to act. The demonstration of our faith is in action. Otherwise, it's just a well-held, good belief. of Scripture. So it's important that we act upon it. And when we do, we become recipients. 1 Peter 1 and 8 says, "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." And so not only in praising God, but the spirit of thanksgiving will come, not just in thinking about it, which is a good thing to do, but in giving it. It's in the doing of it. And then a third important way that we can continue being filled with the Spirit, and this is something we may not think of, but it's found right in context with that in those verses in fifth chapter. Let me just read. In verse 18, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Speak, and he's now beginning to enumerate how this can occur. "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Okay, the first thing, that's praising God. Second thing, verse 20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So even on the surface, if they don't appear to be good, God has purposes in it. Nothing comes to us, I believe with all my heart, that he does not mean it for our good. And he allows testing, just like he did for Job. Job was sorely tested, but he was demonstrating, and Job was a hero in the Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned, because even though he seemed that everything was against him, that God had forsaken him, he would say with strong faith, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." And he had close advisors and counselors and friends who kept pointing out, "Well, the problem's got to be you, Job." And he was perfect in his generations. He didn't have these tests because he was sinning. In fact, God spoke to Satan and said, "Have you considered my servant Job, a just and upright man? There's none like him in all the earth." So God has his purposes and plans for everything that comes to us. And then the last thing I'd like to share with you is verse 21. And that's something you might not think of, but it's submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And it starts in the home, for example. For most people who are married, it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands. Submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, because the husband is a head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church." And then he goes on, "Husbands, love your wives as you love your own body." And he is saying that there is a beautiful union and love relationship. First of all, the highest form is in marriage, but also in the body of Christ. Going back to the marriage commitment, it says in 1 Peter the 3rd chapter that the husband's prayers will be hindered unless he treats his wife correctly in the sight of God. And when both husband and wife are saved, they have a power and a strength and a unity. And unfortunately, sometimes when it talks about submitting to one's husband, ministers have taken this to mean domination, but that is not at all what God was talking about. They are to love their wives as their own body. The wife is to reverence her husband. And also, we are to get along with one another. It's so important. The Spirit of God will come with his presence, not only when there's praise, for he inhabits the praises of his people, but when there's unity. When they were assembled in one place, they were praying, thanking God, they were filled with the Spirit. Beloved, there was unity. And that's what they were doing on the day of Pentecost. They were united, and they were obeying God to gather together and wait for the promise of the Father that he had given them, Jesus had given them. So when you're filled with the Spirit, you're easy to get along with. You're not hard to please. You're not easily bothered. Unfortunately, a lot of times we can't say that of ourselves because we let the battles and the difficulties just penetrate the armor that God has given us. A person can be Spirit-filled even. I mean, they have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They can speak in tongues, but That's something that occurred in the past. We need to be currently Spirit-filled. We need to be constantly asking the Lord to fill us with His strength, fill us with His love, fill us with His power, that we may manifest the character of Jesus, a testimony to those around us and to this generation. And then also, an important tip is that we should listen to spiritually wise older folks and learn not only from them, but from whoever it might be that will teach us spiritual truths. That's true spiritually as well as even in the natural, because our elder generation, you know, many cultures revere the elderly because of the wisdom they have attained. You know, it's we just need to be balanced. It's very easy to get in a ditch on either side of the road. We need balance and moderation. And so, beloved, we need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to be ask God to continually keep us filled, ask for His power, His strength. We need to be Spirit-taught and Spirit-led. And that is a pattern we see in the Godhead. There's just between in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, there's a complete fullness of wisdom and knowledge and love. And Jesus, there's deference to one another. Jesus always, He was deferring to the Father, His will. And so that's how God wants the relationships in the body of Christ to flow, in our personal relationships, in marriage and friendship, and in the larger church body. Well, my time is just flown this broadcast, but let's take a moment to pray. Father, we ask that You would refill us with the Holy Spirit. Those who have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, Father, I pray that You would do that. Give them a heavenly language that they can pray things that they can't even verbalize in English words. And so, Lord, we're asking to be refilled with the Spirit, that we may evidence the character of Jesus, that we may be filled with joy and the spirit of thanksgiving and deference and respect and love one to another. We pray this, Lord, that You may be glorified in Your church. And Father, we thank You that it is the working of the Holy Spirit that brings all of this to pass. We give You honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining me. I bring this broadcast to a close, but know that you're always in my prayers, my partners, UCM partners, and my radio family. And if the Holy Spirit's moving on you and you have a need, then I invite you to write down that contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.